Rebels who were once fighting Burundi's government soldiers will, as of January the 7th, be fighting with them, side by side. Under terms of a peace agreement the Burundi government and the Rebel Forces for the Defense of Democracy, or FDD, signed late last year, the Hutu rebels are now integrated into the National Army. In his New Year's Day speech, President Domitien Ndayizeye announced that by January the 7th, 40% of the army's leadership will be made up of former FDD rebels. According to the French news agency, the FDD welcomed the move as a crucial step for the beginnings of a new army. But there is another Hutu rebel group, the National Liberation Forces, or FNL, that has not been part of the peace agreement and that still terrorizes the government army, FDD members, and civilians. Hours before the president's address, one civilian was killed in heavy fighting on New Year's Eve in the capital, Bujumbura. Three civilians and four soldiers were also injured in the attack, blamed on the FNL, the French news agency reported. The FNL also is widely believed to have been behind last week's killing of the Vatican's representative in Burundi, Monsignor Michael Courtney, who was hit by three bullets 50 kilometers south of Bujumbura. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.